On today's Kids Corner...
Treasure. I've got to get that treasure.
Liz wants it so bad, he asks Maury for help.
You want to help me find the treasure? I promise I won't do anything to hurt you.
But does Liz uphold his end of the deal?
Do you think that snake could eat us both whole?
I sure hope not.
Oh, man.
Stay tuned. It's time for Kids Corner's Liz and Friends.
Hi, Liz.
30 minutes of adventure.
Only the coolest and most popular club in school.
With Liz, Lucille, Skink, Spike, Scooter, Grandpa Noli, and all their friends.
It isn't Liz and Lucille.
So get set for lifetime adventures.
Oh, I can't believe this.
With Liz and Friends.
That is one strange lizard.
Spring has arrived in Tureen, and not a moment too soon. Spring, a time for new beginnings, a time for renewal, a time to begin growing again.
Well, time for spring cleaning.
I'm just about done sweeping the floor, Grandpa.
Oh,
Noli.
That's great, Liz. When you're done there, you can help me up in the attic, huh?
The attic?
Mm-hmm.
You want to clean the attic?
Yeah. Why?
Well, I didn't think you ever cleaned your attic. It's pretty messy up there.
Which is why we need to tackle it today.
But... there are things growing up there, Grandpa.
Don't worry, Liz. I'll bring my machete. You'll be safe. Now, come on.
All right.
Let me pull the stairs down.
Oh, Grandpa, I just swept there.
All right, up we go. After you.
Hey, if anything happens to me...
Yeah?
Tell my mom I love her.
We're not going into the deepest, darkest jungle, Liz. Just my attic.
Yeah, which bears a strong resemblance to the deepest, darkest jungle.
Let's see, there's a light around here somewhere. Oh, there it is. Yeah, that's better.
Yeah, it was less intimidating when the light was off. Whoa!
It's like someone's using this place to stay warm.
Was that a bat?
It's just a bird, Liz. No need to fear.
Oh, man. Okay. So, should I start by chasing out the wildlife or cutting down the overgrowth?
Yeah. Well, you can start by stacking those boxes over yonder.
Gotcha.
Put them on that table for now.
Over there?
I'll find our flying friend's point of entry and try to close it up.
Well, shouldn't you find out how the bird got in here first?
Good idea, Liz.
Liz stacked the old boxes on Grandpa Anoli's antique table. They were all filled with memories of places and events in Grandpa Anoli's life. Some held photographs, some held letters, and one held even something more interesting, as Liz was about to discover.
Oh, ow.
Liz, are you all right?
Yeah, I'm fine. I just tripped.
Oh,
great. More stuff to clean up. Whoa. Hey, Grandpa, come here and look at this.
Hmm? What do you got there?
It looks like an old map.
Let's have a look. Oh, that.
Yeah, that. What is it?
It's an old treasure map.
Treasure?
Yeah.
Treasure. Did you say treasure map?
Trust me, Liz. It's nothing important.
Well, there's an arrow pointing to the word Tureen. Mm-hmm. What does that mean?
It means that on this map, Tureen is that way.
Wait. This treasure is buried near Tureen?
I wouldn't waste your time with this, Liz.
Oh, but I've never seen a real-life treasure map before.
I'm telling you, there's nothing there that'll do you any good. You do best just to forget it.
But if I find it, Grandpa, if I find it, just imagine...
As mayor of Tureen, I present the key to the city to our very own treasure hunter extraordinaire, Liz Lacerta!
Thank you, fans, thank you. I'm pleased to be standing before you today, rich and famous. Let me be an example to all of you. This is what a lizard can do if he really puts his mind to it. Thank you very much.
Hold on, Indiana Liz. Before you start accepting too many trophies, let's get this mess cleaned up, huh?
Sure.
And don't give that map a second thought. It's nothing.
Anything you say, Grandpa.
But later, when Grandpa went down to get them something to drink, Liz's greed got the best of him.
Oh, treasure. I've got to get that treasure. I know Grandpa said to forget it, but I want it, and I can't believe he doesn't. You know, he didn't really say I couldn't go looking for it. And he can't be mad at me if I find it and share it with him.
Slowly, Liz crept to the table with the map, then quickly grabbed it and stuffed it into his shirt.
Treasure, here I come.
Liz spent the rest of the day helping Grandpa Anoli, but his mind was racing with thoughts of buried treasure.
I could be rich. I could be famous. I could be rich and famous.
As he walked home, he couldn't take his eyes off the map.
Start at the big tree. The big tree. Which big tree? There's lots of big trees in Turin. Rich and famous.
That night, he sat on his bed, trying to figure out the steps written on the map.
12 paces from the big tree, through the grass and down the hole. That sounds more like a rabbit hunt. Oh, rich and famous. I could buy my own Jeter 10,000 game system. Oh, and a new baseball glove. Oh, I could even buy my own baseball team.
The next day at school during recess, Liz sat on the big tires, staring at the map.
Down 30 steps. Does that mean down into the hole?
Liz, what you doing?
Nothing, Maury. Really. Not much. Nothing important.
Is that a map? Oh, I love maps. I study them.
Yeah, well, wait. You study maps?
Yeah. I'm president of the local chapter of amateur cartographers.
There's no cart on this map, Maury.
No, no. Cartography is study and making of maps. Huh? At our meetings, we learn all about topography and terrain and how to represent them graphically.
You're kind of weird. You know that, Maury?
Nope. Can I take a look?
Well, all right. But keep this between you and me, okay?
Oh, sure. Absolutely. Wowie kazowie, a treasure map!
Shh, Maury. Huh? Would you keep your voice down?
Oh, right. Sorry.
Yeah. Well?
Interesting.
What?
It's hand-drawn.
Is that important?
Well, it means it's one of a kind. Where did you find this?
I can't tell you.
Really? Why?
Well, I just can't. Look, you want to help me find the treasure?
I don't know, Liz. Sounds kind of dangerous.
No.
I mean, what if there are pirates or something?
Pirates?
Yeah.
In Turin?
Yeah.
Get real, Maury. Not that it wouldn't be awesomely cool if there were, by the way. Come on, you can help me read the map. I could use a good cartogrammer.
Cartographer.
Whatever. What do you say?
This does not seem like a good idea.
Oh, don't you want to be rich?
Not really.
You don't?
No, I'd rather be happy.
Well, why can't you be both? Look, Maury, old buddy, old pal, think about it. You and I find this treasure. We make a bunch of money, and we can repay our parents for everything they've ever done for us.
Oh, that's a nice thought.
And we can do it. You and me. Us.
Promise I won't get hurt?
I promise I won't do anything to hurt you. Come on, Maury. It'll be an adventure.
Well, okay.
Oh,
but if we're
going
to do this, we need to do it right.
Sounds good to me.
Then meet me Saturday morning.
You got it. Where?
The place where all good treasure hunts should start.
Oh.
The library.
The library?
Liz and Maury were at the library bright and early Saturday morning.
Research is the key, Liz. This is where we start our treasure hunt.
We're supposed to start at the big tree.
Shh. Oh, that's right. But we don't know which big tree.
And you think we're going to find it in the library?
Well, yeah, the city records are all here. We can look at maps from 20, 30, even 60 years ago.
Is that how old you think this map is?
I think it may be even older.
Oh, cool!
Shh!
Oh, sorry.
They made their way to the volumes containing city maps. Maury pulled the appropriate one from the shelf and put it on a nearby table.
Okay, here is Turin.
All right. And on my map, Turin is in this direction.
But remember, your map is old, and Turin was smaller in those days. The city line ended right here.
So we need to be looking over here.
Right. That's where Grandpa Noli lives now.
You mean the buried treasure is on Grandpa Noli's land?
Yeah. Looks like it.
Oh, cool. So which big tree is it?
Well, it was a big tree all those years ago.
Yeah?
We need to assume it's an even bigger tree right now.
Well, there are so many.
Oh, I think I know.
Which one?
That big oak tree on the edge of his property.
Oh, yeah, the one you fell out of last year and sprained your toe.
Shh. I didn't think that was important to mention, but, yeah.
Maury, I think you're onto something. Let's go!
Liz and Maury wasted no time biking over to Grandpa Anoli's property. It didn't take long to find the big tree. It stood out above all the others.
So, you think this tree was here when Grandpa Anoli was young?
Huh. I think this tree was here when Great-Grandpa Anoli was young.
Wow. Okay, let's get started. We take 12 steps from the tree.
12 paces.
What's the difference?
I don't know.
Well, I don't either. I'll just take 12 steps and we'll see what happens.
Okay. Put your back right up against the tree.
Okay. All right, here I go. 1, 2, 3.
Whoa, hold it.
What?
Are you supposed to count that first step?
Well, why not?
I don't know.
You're the map expert.
Yeah, but the map doesn't say.
Well, I'm going to count it. All right, come on. Let's start over.
All right.
Okay, here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. Okay, now what?
Under the grass and down the hole.
Oh, Maury, we didn't bring a shovel.
Sounds like the hole's already there. Like, we don't need to dig.
Well, I'd agree with you, except that there's no hole.
Wait a minute.
What?
Maybe whoever made this map was taller than you.
Okay, and...
Well, that means they took longer steps.
How?
We need to keep going.
Well, I can't. These bushes are in the way.
Well, help me pull them apart.
All right.
Wowie kazowie! Oh,
this looks like a mine entrance. I didn't know this was here.
Boy, the way it's boarded up, I don't think you were supposed to know.
Come on, don't just stand there, Maury. Let's pull them off.
I'm not sure we should.
Come on, Maury. Fame, fortune, helping your folks.
Oh, all right.
Liz and Maury pulled the boards off the mouth of the mine and went inside. When Liz turned on his flashlight, they saw what they were up against.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, that looks pretty deep, but I think the ladder will hold.
I don't know.
Oh, yeah, it's still strong. Come on, down 30 steps.
Okay, you go first.
All right.
Can you see the bottom yet?
Yeah, it's not too far.
Boy, it's cold down here.
Yeah, and wet. Let's go this way.
So, now, Liz.
Yeah?
When we find this treasure, how are we going to split it?
Well, I was thinking 70-30.
You mean you get 70% and I get 30? Is that right?
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. Why? What did you think?
Well, I thought...
Suddenly, they fell down a hole, yelling the whole way down, landing with a splash in an underground river. They flailed around as it carried them along.
Maury, grab my hand! Grab my hand!
I got it!
Okay, there's a tunnel up ahead. Try to grab something on the wall.
I can't get a hole.
There's a root, Maury.
Don't let go of me, Liz.
I won't, I promise. I got it too. Okay, pull. Come on, pull.
They pulled themselves out of the river and into a side tunnel.
We did it. That was scary.
Yeah, that was kind of fun, huh?
It's not something I want to ever do again.
Yeah. Boy, good thing my flashlight is waterproof. We really got to keep an eye out for holes like that.
Yeah. Look at this tunnel. It's held up by boards in a frame.
So
that means somebody made it. And that means...
Oh, there should be a way out.
Yeah.
Liz and Maury made their way quickly but safely down the tunnel. And sure enough, they found a ladder heading up.
Oh, awesome. This should get us back to the level we were at before.
And if your map is correct, that's where the treasure is. The treasure you're going to keep 70% of?
Hey, I found the map. Why shouldn't I get to keep 70%?
Well, where did you find it?
I told you. I can't tell you.
And why can't you tell me?
I just can't, that's all.
Maybe because... it's not yours.
Will you just come on?
Liz, I'm not taking one more step until you tell me where you got this map.
Maury.
I mean it.
All right. I got it in Grandpa Noli's attic.
Huh. Did he say you could take it?
Well, he didn't say I couldn't take it, so...
You mean you stole it from him?
No, I just borrowed it from him. And when we find the treasure, I'm gonna give him part of it.
Out of your 70%, right?
Yeah. Maybe.
Maybe?
Maury, my arms are getting tired of hanging here. Can we continue this at the top of the ladder, please?
All right. Get going. I can't believe you're doing this, Liz. You're acting very selfish, you know.
Well, I did all the work. If it wasn't for me, you wouldn't be here.
Yeah, well, you wouldn't even have known where to start without my help.
Oh, I'm at the top. Here, give me your hand.
Oh, thanks.
Sure. Hey, I could have done this by myself.
Oh, yeah? Is that why you begged me to come with you and help you? I found the tree and the mine entrance.
Yeah, well, I would have figured it out eventually. You didn't even want to come with me.
Well, I guess it's good you talked me into it, because you wouldn't be anywhere right now.
Oh, yeah? Well, if I'd known you were going to get so greedy, I wouldn't have talked you into it.
Oh, I'm greedy?
Yeah?
I'm greedy?
Oh, well, I'm glad you admit it.
I wasn't admitting it.
Shh.
What?
Did you hear that?
Hear what?
like a hissing sound.
Huh?
You don't hiss, do you?
No. Do you?
No.
Huh. There it is again!
What is that?
Shine your light to the left.
It's a
snake!
Big snake.
Oh, boy.
While searching an abandoned mineshaft for a buried treasure, Liz and Maury made a very different and more dangerous discovery.
Do you think that snake could eat us both whole?
I sure hope not.
Oh, man.
Maybe if we stand really still, it won't see us.
Maury, but... I'm shining a flashlight in its eyes.
Oh, yeah.
I'm pretty sure it knows we're here. Oh, and it's getting closer. What do we do?
I have an idea.
Okay, what?
You see that wooden crossbeam above the snake's head?
Yeah?
Well, the board holding it up looks like it's about to fall.
Okay.
If we could just hit it hard enough, I'm sure it would let go.
Okay, two problems.
What?
One, we have to get close to the snake to hit the board.
Yeah.
Two, if the tunnel collapses, we're stuck down here.
No, wait. I think it'll work.
What?
There's a rock by your foot that one of us can throw at the board.
Oh, yeah.
And if you shine your flashlight to our right, okay, you'll see there's another tunnel.
Oh, I don't know about this, Maury.
Hey, if you got a better plan, please, I'm all ears.
Okay. So who's gonna make the throw?
I will.
Are you crazy? Huh? I've seen you throw.
All right, then you do it.
Well, I'm not sure I can.
Well, one of us has to do it.
All right, I'll do it. Here, take the flashlight. I'm going for the rock.
Slowly.
Yeah, I got it.
Good.
Okay, are you ready?
I think so.
That's not good enough, because if I miss, we're going to have to move awfully fast.
All right.
Are you ready?
Okay, I'm ready.
All right. Here's the wind-up and the pitch. Ah!
You hit it!
There she goes!
Yay!
Run, Maury! Oh, yeah. Run! Ah! Oh, there's a ladder!
Ooh, go up!
Can Stay stick?
I don't want Stay around to find out!
Ow! Okay, all right. I don't think he's following us. I think we should be okay up here for a minute at least.
Yeah, but where do we go from here?
I don't know.
Shine your light up ahead.
Okay.
Oh, look!
That's it! Maury, we found it!
The treasure chest!
Come on, let's check it out.
All right. Oh, man, there's a big padlock on it.
Oh, man.
I don't suppose you have the key.
I didn't even know there was a key. Wow, it's heavy. This thing must be full.
Yeah, what I wonder.
Oh, gold. or silver.
Yeah. It's not real big, but if both of us carry it, we could definitely get it out of here.
Okay, then let's do it.
Only
what?
Well, how? I mean, even if we could go back down the way we came, we went up and down ladders.
And got carried away in that underground river.
And there is that big snake that way.
Yeah. You know, I think I vote against that plan.
Yeah, me too. And it looks like the tunnel ends over that way.
Yeah, there's nothing but a big pile of wood.
Oh, I'm not seeing another way out.
I hate to say this, but I think we're trapped.
Oh.
For the next hour or so, Liz paced back and forth in the mine tunnel. Maury sat on the treasure chest and did some calculating, drawing some lines in the dirt every now and then. Neither said a word until Liz finally stopped and turned to Maury.
Maury, I just want you to know,
yeah?
If you make it out of here and I don't, I want you to keep the treasure.
Aw. Well, I was planning on it anyway, but I can't believe that's what you're still thinking about.
Well, why? What are you thinking about?
How we're gonna get out of here?
Is that what all the drawing's about?
Yeah, I'm trying to make a map of the distance we fell, and the distance the river washed us, and the steps we climbed up before and after we saw the snake.
And what if you figured out?
Well, I'm not positive, you understand, but if my calculations are correct...
Yeah?
The exit should be right on the other side of that pile of wood.
Seriously?
Yeah.
You wouldn't joke with me about this, would you?
Have you ever known me to joke?
Good point.
Oh, but there's that big pile of wood to get through.
Hey, the treasure won't do me any good if I'm stuck down here for the rest of my life.
True.
Let's get busy.
All right.
Liz and Maury worked as a team, lifting heavy boards and repositioning them so the tunnel wouldn't collapse again. Before long, they were through, and a welcome sight greeted them.
Oh, got it.
The sky! I see the sky!
It never looked so good.
And just to show you that I am not a bad guy, Maury, we are going to take this right to Grandpa Anoli's house and divide it up there.
Oh, good.
Liz and Maury hauled the treasure chest outside and over to Grandpa Anoli's house.
What in the world have you two been doing?
Shh, Grandpa.
You look like you've been up to your necks in mud.
Oh, we've been over our heads in mud.
Oh, yeah.
But we found it, Grandpa Anoli. We found it.
You found what?
The old buried treasure.
Yeah.
What old buried treasure?
The one on the map from your attic.
The one I told you not to give a second thought?
Yeah.
Yep, we brought it back up, Grandpa.
So I see. Sure would like to know why you went to all the trouble after I told you not to.
Well, you never really said no, Grandpa.
Yeah.
I guess I'd hope that you wouldn't do something I'd suggested you not give another thought. So I'll ask you again. Why did you go to all that trouble?
Because it's a treasure.
Yeah.
We want to be rich and famous.
Do you think what's inside is very valuable?
Yeah.
Oh, it was very valuable when it was put down there.
I'm sure it's worth even more today.
Yeah, how can we get it open?
Stand aside. I'll hit it with my shovel.
All right, stand back, Maury.
Okay.
Okay, Grandpa, go for it.
Wow, that sure was easy.
Yeah.
Well, that company always made cheeseball locks. Couldn't keep out an ant. Okay, open her up.
Oh, come on, Maury. Oh, wow. The white stones. Are those diamonds?
Really?
Nope.
What are they?
Taste one.
Really?
Yeah, just a little lick.
Okay.
Ugh. Oh, it's salty.
Ew.
It's not just salty, Liz. It is salt.
A whole chest of salt?
Wait, I thought you said it was valuable.
It was valuable.
Salt?
In the old days, before we had refrigerators in our houses, folks used to use salt to keep meat fresh for longer periods of time.
Oh.
It was very valuable and important.
You know, I think I remember reading about that somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, whatever.
I have to say, I'm very disappointed in you, Liz.
Well, why?
Well, you disobeyed me. You took something that didn't belong to you and risked life and limb to bring back a box of salt.
But, Grandpa...
No buts. I told you not to worry about that treasure map, Liz, but you couldn't resist.
Well...
You both could have been seriously hurt or even killed.
Yeah, we know.
And there's a big snake down there.
We know.
You have to be more careful, Liz. You can't give in to temptation like this.
Temptation?
Of course. We're not only tempted to sin, we're also tempted to do things that are just plain not wise. That's why Jesus says we need to watch and pray that we won't enter into temptation.
I guess I blew it, huh?
Well, at least you're safe now. Tell you what, let's call your mother's and see if you can stay here for dinner.
Oh, cool.
I was about to make some steak.
Oh, excellent.
How do you like yours?
Medium rare, please.
Uh-huh.
Extra salty.
Maury, did you just make a joke?
In our lives, we will all face temptation. No doubt about it. Sometimes we'll be tempted to do things that are sinful. And sometimes we'll be tempted to do things that are just not a good idea. Jesus warns in Matthew 26, verse 41, to watch and pray so that you will not fall into temptation. There's nothing we can't bring to God in prayer. He knows the things that tempt us, and He's always willing to help when we ask. Watch and pray today.
Hey, you know what?
Shh, listen.
That's all the time we've got for today's Listen Friends.
Do you hear that?
Don't miss any of our shows.
It's fun.
Remember, we need to hear from you.
Oh, that makes me feel better.
Contact us at our website, kidscorner.net. That's kidscorner.net.
I can't believe it.
Remember, you can get all the KC stuff there.
How to get what?
Download stories, work through the Bible study, and get closer to God.
That was just what I needed.
And become one of God's children.
Do you hear that?
The KC website is for you.
Come on, don't you want to know what's going on?
Kidscorner.net. Everyone's waiting to hear from you.
I've been looking all over for you.
So do it now.
That was good.
And follow Kids Corner throughout the week at facebook.com/kidscornerradio.
Oh, thank you.
Hey, thanks for listening, and don't miss our next show. See ya.
I'll see you later, Liz.
See you later.
Today's show was written by Darby Kern. Lizard Friends is a production of Reframe Ministries. Mm-hmm.